Welcome to C3 San Diego. Need something fresh, real, and powerful in your life? Connect with us on social media, get live stream service notifications, podcasts, and up-to-date information on upcoming events. We are so glad you're joining us for a powerful, life-transforming message from one of our C3 San Diego pastors. We would love to hear about how God is impacting your life through this ministry. Please share your experience with us at info@c3sandiego.com. If you'd like to be a part of what C3 Church is doing in the city of San Diego and beyond, you can contribute financially by going to c3give.com and choosing the giving option that works best for you. We hope you enjoy this message.
That's enough for me. Let's give it up for Jesus Christ. He's the King of Kings. He's the Lord of Lords. God, we thank you. We honor you. We give you all the praise in Jesus' name. Come on, if you need a miracle, why don't you just lift your hands just right now? Doesn't matter what miracle it is. My Bible says in Psalm 121, verse 1, it says, I lift up my eyes to the mountains, to the Lord, because this is where my help comes from. You guys just need to play a bit louder behind me, so don't drop down, okay? Because this is where my help comes from. It comes from the maker of heaven and earth. I think that's an amazing thing. I don't know where your help's been coming from. Come on. But if you need a miracle, last time I checked, miracles come from God. Last time I checked, there's nobody else who died on the cross for our salvation, for our healing, for our breakthroughs. And so God, I pray right now, come on friend, if you need something in your life, lift your hands and stretch and lift and believe God for this miracle to take place. Maybe it is finances. Maybe that's the miracle. Maybe to sell a land or buy property. Maybe for a student loan to be paid off or a new pay increase. Lord, your hand is not too short to meet even practical needs in their life. Or maybe it is a broken heart that needs to be restored today. Maybe there's been a wrong relationship. Maybe there's been pain in your life. Maybe there's an atmosphere of depression or anxiety, fear around your life. The Bible says, who the Son sets free is free indeed. Or maybe there has been a bad report. Maybe there's cancer. Maybe the doctors have said, this is your new forever. Simply not true, because the Bible says, by his stripes, we are healed. And so, God, we thank you that we've created a space for you, believing that God can shift us into a brand new day. Everything's about to change. Everything is about to turn around in Jesus' name. Come on, if you believe that, give God some praise in this place. You can do better than that. Come on, tell him he's kind. Isn't he good? Amen. Wonderful. Well, I'm telling you, there's revival in the South Campus. You can feel it. I think maybe this is the best campus. Maybe that's what's happened. I think it, I don't know. Amen. Have a seat. Turn to your friend and say, I like him already. Just say that. Just say it. Prophesy to yourself. Say it again because you didn't mean it the first time. You're naughty. Say it one more time. I like him. Yeah. No. Thanks for the front row who said it with passion. Well, it's good to be here. And you know what? Haven't you got the best pastors in the whole world? Aren't they the best? Drew and Emma, thank you for being my friend. Thank you for looking after us. Thank you for stretching. Thank you for putting all of this on. Come on, let's stand and honor your pastors and thank them for all their hard work. Look at this. Look at all this. Amazing. Seriously, I believe, and I prophesy this over you, this is going to be filled many, many times. Many, many times. So, like, yeah, we've got one service, we've got two, we've got three. Get ready, get ready, get ready. 4, 5, 6. Wednesday night. It's all going to be happening. Thousands of souls. Thousands of miracles. this is the day the Lord's made. And as you've sown, you will reap. I'm telling you now, there's a bigger capacity coming around you as well. I see you leading leaders and speaking into them, and an amazing atmosphere is coming around your life in Jesus' name, amen. Come on, bless your pastors one more time and thank them. I believe it with all my heart. Amen. Have a seat. And then, of course, your senior pastors, Pastor Jürgen and Leanne. I mean, aren't they just the most wonderful people you're ever going to meet? Had the faith for this campus and to make it so beautiful. I want to become a kids pastor again once I saw the kids facility. So good. I never had that. We had like one of those flannel stick-up creatures and you had to sit on the floor. And now you go, it slides and oh my gosh, it's unbelievable. But God's good, isn't it? And you know, I love Pastor Jürgen and Leanne because when I'm around them, you know what happens? All they do is talk about you. They talk about how proud they are of you. They pray for you. They fast for you. They want you to have your best life now and beyond. And I just think that if you ever have an opportunity to meet Pastor and Jürgen and Leanne, you should stretch out your hand to say thank you. And they are the best. One way you could thank them, actually, I don't know if it's a secret or not, but at Empower Conference next year, we're really looking at going to a stadium. And I think it would be kind of nice if we kind of had their back a little bit. And, you know, just by even just registering today, and just saying, hey, listen, and wouldn't it be good when they got the stats on Monday and they said, we've never had as many registered for Empower that we do right now. Like, and it would give, maybe it would just give them a confidence just to go a little bit bigger. Maybe they're thinking, oh, we'll go 2,000, but they're thinking, let's go 3,000. And Leanne, give them a slap and say, no, let's go 4. Come on. Can you feel it? Come on, give me a wave if you think it's going to go. Waves are cheap. Register. I'm married. He forgot to say that. And I've got a picture of my beautiful wife, Janine, and my two children, Samuel and Jonathan. You can throw that family photo up if you want. So she doesn't exist. All right, we got a little screen problem. Isn't she cute? I mean, listen, that's what happens when you tithe 20%. If you're sitting beside a 10%er, that's your fault, amen. I've only got so many miracles, I can't fix that. I found out later that Janine never gave. Some of you are going, what? That's how she got me. Now, so that's Janine. I like her, so I married her. 19 years married. So actually, I miss her. Yeah. And there's my son, Samuel. He's turned 15. He's available. And Johnny, he's 12. He said to me, Dad, it's a big problem at the moment. We're just in a new school. I said, what's the problem? He said, I'm so popular. I said, are you? I goes, yeah. He says, I've got girlfriends. I said, have you? I said, how many? 4. I said, hey, you are taking after your dad. Now, I said, what are you doing with these girlfriends? And he said, nothing. I said, perfect. And may that remain until you're 40. That's good dad advice. Don't do anything with those girlfriends. Amen. Well, we're blessed, aren't we? Just let me just share a little bit about some resources we've got. We've got Janine's book and another USB in here with a whole bunch of messages, life messages, and how to heal the sick, move in the miraculous. My testimony, how I was healed of leukemia from the age of 13 to 18. I had leukemia. The doctors diagnosed me to be terminal. Who knows, that's a bad day. It's a bad day. My Catholic priest came and gave me my last rites. My mum and dad asked him to come, preparing me for burial. That's a bit awkward. And then my little Presbyterian youth pastors who I got saved 3 years earlier came into my room. Never forget it. Just a few hours after the priest had come and said, "We believe in a different report. We believe that God can heal you." And because of their faith and their stretch, God healed me. That's why I don't think that God can heal people. I know He can heal people because God healed me. And there's a cheekiness and knowing inside of me that God can do it. And so I love that, and I thank them every day. But that could encourage a whole bunch of people. And then Janine's got an amazing testimony how, sadly, that she was sexually abused at the age of 8. She had anorexia and bulimia. She's got an amazing story. She lived with drug lords for a while, and she met the devil, gave her life to Satan, which is, please don't do that. Actually, I found out this story, Audrey. After being married to her for 6 months, she spoke in my youth ministry, shared her testimony, and I thought, shoot, like, are there refunds? Like, she married the devil? That was not nice, like, awkward. But Janine would talk about how she would look in the mirror when she's putting her lipstick on or whatever, and the mirror, like a Disney movie or something like that, there would be a voice come out of the mirror saying, "You're not pretty. You'll never achieve. You're never going to get married," and all these things would come into her. Janine talks about on her CD and in this book about 7 things that she could do to receive her miracle, for her mind to take place. She would come on altar call after altar call after altar call to be prayed for, and never felt like she had got a breakthrough. But God spoke to her about 7 things that she could do to receive a miracle. And it would be my agenda, my prayer, my hope, that every girl would get the USB and the book, because you can be free from torment. And the devil's only got a few tricks. He's only got a few tricks. But I think, they've got some special deal going on and everything like this. But listen, please consider doing this. And listen, it's not just girls that are tormented in their minds. Come on. There's a lot of people, because that's the devil's playground, in Jesus' name. All right? Thanks, worship team. You can go, and I'm going to get you back very soon. Aren't they awesome? Give them a big hand. Right, come with me to Acts chapter 4, and let's just set this up. And the louder you scream, the happier I'll be. Don't worry about that. Just pretend. But pretend I'm somebody from a different country. Okay, listen. Verse 32. All the believers, say all the believers. Every single one. All the believers were in one heart and one mind. No one claimed any of their possessions. No one claimed any of his possessions. That's an amazing thing of his own. But they shared everything they had, and great power. Everybody say great power. Great power was with the apostles, and they continued to testify to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, and much grace was upon them. That's a pretty awesome thing. Then it goes on to Acts 5 and verse 1. Now this is, have you ever read parts of the Bible and you thought, why did Jesus put that, why did God put that in there? This is kind of like a passage that's hardly ever preached about because it's kind of a little bit funky. But it's an interesting passage, and I thought maybe we'll just dip into it just for something different. Yeah. But let's have a look at this. Now, a man named Ananias, together with his wife Sapphira, sold a piece of property. Nice. With his wife's full knowledge, he kept part of the money for himself, but brought the rest and put it at the apostles' feet. Peter said, "Ananias, how is it that Satan has filled your heart?" Who can feel a little rebuke happening? I mean, if Pastor Phil Pringle, my boss, said to me, "Andrew, how has Satan filled your heart?" All of a sudden, you're like, "Oh, I might have been caught." Who knows? Something's not going to be good. How has Satan filled your heart? How have you lied to the Holy Spirit and have kept for yourself some of the money you received for the land? Didn't it belong to you before it was sold? And after it was sold, wasn't the money at your disposal? What made you think of doing such a thing? You have not lied to men, but to God. Shut the gate. I mean, that's, hello. When Ananias heard this, he fell down and died. Awkward. Great fear. Everybody say great fear. Great fear seized all who heard what had happened. Then the young men came forward and wrapped his body and carried him out and buried him. About 3 hours later, his wife, came in. Not knowing what had happened, Peter asked her, "Tell me, is this the price you and Ananias got for the land?" "Yes," she said, "this is the price." Peter said to her, "How could you agree to test the Spirit of the Lord? Look, the feet of the men who buried your husband are at the door, and they will carry you out also." At that moment, she fell down at his feet and died. The young men came in, finding her dead, carried her out and buried her at her husband's side. Great fear, everybody say great fear. Great fear seized the whole church and all who heard about these great events. All right. Everybody say it's going to be okay. I'm glad you said that. Now, it's an interesting moment because what has transpired is an amazing moment. We have got these 11, 12 disciples. Well, no need 11 now because Judas had an awkward moment too. So there's 11 and they had spent 3 years with the Lord, walking with him, teaching, learning, gleaning. An awkward moment happened. It's called the crucifixion, where Jesus died. Everything was shattered now. They thought he was the savior. They thought he was going to be the one who could help them, save Israel. But now their dream is fallen. Good news happens. The stone gets rolled away and he's resurrected. They thought he's lost, but Jesus comes and he appears to them. He begins to walk with them, show them things, show them the miraculous. He visited them. Then Pentecost falls, which is when Pentecost falls, the Holy Spirit came on earth, which was a great day of revival, a great day of breakthrough. And now we find ourselves that the disciples are in one heart and one mind. They've come together unified. They've come together believing that something amazing is happening. You know, when you're in one heart and one mind, anything's possible. Who knows that your heart can't be trusted always? Like, you know, you like this, and now you like that, and you like this, and you like that, and it's up, and it's down, and it's broken, and then it's crushed, and then it's up and down, and it's like, you know, like, it's good, but it's a bit wandering. But your mind is like a decision. Your mind is the steady rudder. Your mind is like, no, that's, so your heart, but your mind going like that. You know, when I met Janine, you know, I really liked her. I wanted to marry her straight away. In fact, we only spent 14 days together before we got married. So it was kind of quick. But it's better to marry than to burn with passion. Did you see those legs? Hello, shalom. I didn't marry them. She lived in a different country, so we'd only spent 14 days together, like together. So it was long phone calls. Who knows what I'm talking about? But when the minister said, "Will you take Janine Marie?" I went, "Marie," because I didn't even know her middle name. I just thought, I like you. So 19 years later, it's worked, so don't freak out. So in all of this, so Janine didn't like me, that's the point. So I said to Janine, this is my good line, okay? So I was like, "Hey, babe, you know," I said, "you know, even if you're a paraplegic, you got hit by a car and could not walk ever again, I would still love you because it's not just because I've decided to love you. It's not just to do with my heart, it's a decision." And she said, when I said that, she just melted and would have, because she always thought, you know, like people are going to change their mind. Hey, do you know somebody who's changed their mind? Yeah. You know, maybe they had a you know, somebody else looked pretty good or something, and they've changed. But I said, no, no, no. 19 years later, we're still doing all right. Your heart can go up and down, but your mind. These guys were heart and mind. They're going places. And it says, with great power, they began to testify the goodness of God. So they're witnessing powerfully. So that's good. Now, and they're selling their possessions and sharing them. Awkward moment, right? Ananias walks in, says, drops the money down. And Peter says, is that it? And he goes, yep, that's it. And boom, you know, he's basically dying. And then, because he said it was this was the amount. And he could have said, well, it's only half, and, you know, they would have been fine. But he was trying to trick. And it says, who are you trying to fool?
Come on.
Have you ever thought that? Who are you trying to fool? Church, have you ever made a pledge in an offering and then you didn't fulfill it?
Come on. Go there.
And you thought you got away with it?
Come on.
But you forgot that you're not giving to man?
So good,
I'm talking to somebody today.
Come on.
There's somebody, some people in this room, you know exactly what I'm talking about. You gave it, and then you thought, oh, I've got away with it. But who are you giving it to? See, God sees everything. Anyway, I'm not talking about offerings, but let's move on. But what happened is it says that great fear sees the church. And you see, fear is to do with wisdom. Why? Because the Bible says that the beginning of all wisdom is the fear of God. Why is that? Because when the fear came in, it was like, oh, God's real. When people start dying in offering times, what about this side? When people start dying in offerings, all of a sudden you're thinking, I think he's real. I don't think we can get away with playing church anymore. I don't think that we can just pretend anymore. Like, God's actually real. This is what happened. It seized the church. And everybody heard about it. And then it said, and now great fear has happened. You see, what's happened is they have a realization now of a whole new level that God is real. You know, as a healing evangelist, you know, I'm on social media and we all are. But after I post something or say something, I always hashtag, he's real. Why is that? Because really, I'm just the same as you and me. But that's just kind of my job. You know, I just believe for that. But I have to remind myself that he is real. And the title of tonight's message is, Oops, I Forgot. Have you ever had an oops in your life? Yeah. Come on, somebody. Yeah. Where you just flat out forgot. You know, the Bible has got lots of oopses, right? Jonah. Like, it just amazes me that God speaks to Jonah. Imagine if God speaks to you and then you do the opposite. Oops. When the whale came, be like, oops. Awkward. Judas had an oops moment. There's a few people in the Bible who forgot that actually he is God. If we knew that God was real, it would change everything we do. It would change the way that we pray. It would change the way that we think. It would change the way that we give. It would change the way that we pray for people when they are sick. If we realized that God was real, you'd actually stand to your feet and give him some worship and tell God that he's awesome and tell him. Oh, yeah. I'm happy in my seat. Hey, listen, I'm not here to offend anybody. Who bewitched you and told you that prayer does not have power? Who sold you that lie? Who told you that church was a preference, that you would come when you felt like it? The Bible says if you don't worship him, stones would cry out to God. Who told you that worship wasn't power? Who told you the word of God wasn't a medicine to your soul that would transform your life? Come on, somebody. Church, you've forgotten. We've forgotten. Oops. Oops. And these people, the fear of God was upon them now. Because now they can't play church. He sees everything. Have we played church? I wonder if we've played church maybe a little bit too long. Maybe the fear of God is the beginning of all wisdom. Why? Because it's the acknowledgement that God's real. Now listen, I love the grace message. I am a grace guy. So God wants us to be saved. You know, he loves Disneyland. He, you know, like he's the nice guy. You know what I mean? He's the nice guy. I like it. He is that, 100%. But it's the two-sided coin of God. Because he is completely grace. But on the other side, he's saying, hey, listen, don't you play with me. Don't you pretend anymore. Because I'm not fooling. I died on a cross. This is real. This is real. Let me just drop this into you because I just feel like it. The Bible says, fear. Why fear man? Because all he can do is kill you. Fear God, because after he kills you, he can send you to hell. Just let that drop. Just, awkward. Wouldn't that be an oops? Oh, no, come on, somebody. Wouldn't that be an oops? If it's just like, oh no, you know, I'm just playing. I'm just playing, church. It's good. It's playing. You die. By the way, we are all going to die. So that's you know, let's not talk about that. But what he said in that scripture is, I decide where you go.
Yeah. Come on.
Ooh. Oops. Come on. Oh, it's hot in here. You know, oops. Like forever. Oops. How long's forever? Oops. Longer than I thought. Oops. There are some big oopses. Like, I mean, there's some natural oopses, eh? Like when you wake up and you forget your wife's birthday. It's like, oh, oops. But I think the one we're talking about, it's a little bit bigger than that. When you're like making breakfast, you know, pretending, you're like trying to get something together. You go into the garden, get flowers, say, baby, well, I've gone organic, you know. It's like, I forgot, oops. It's bigger than that. Still haven't got it yet. Okay, right. Okay, romantic music is required. Thank you. Let's get that, something happening there. Okay. Now let's, verse 12, look at this. Verse 12, we're going to finish now. It says, the apostles performed many miracles. So the next scripture is the apostles performed many miracles. So fear has happened, or the acknowledgement that God's real.
Yeah, great, Pastor.
That's what's happened.
Come on.
Miracles are performed. Signs and wonders amongst the people, and all the people used to meet together. Let's just let's jump to 15. As a result, people brought their sick into the streets and laid them on their beds and their mats, so that at least Peter's shadow might fall on some of them as they passed by. Crowds gathered from around the towns in Jerusalem, bringing their sick and those tormented by evil spirits, and all were healed. Shut up. That is ridiculous. Okay, so now this is, so Peter, can you imagine him waking up that day? Waking up. Huh. Oh, shadow. You look anointed. Have you lost weight, Shadow? What? What are you say you want to heal people? Awesome. And he was skipping down the road and people were getting healed. Bang, bang, bang. I'm not sure if that happened. I was going to do it for you. Oh, yeah. I got so many gifts. I'm gifted. Can we have the lights up a bit? Down, right here, mate. I think I'll just do it this way. Okay.
There you go.
So, could you imagine the first guy? The first one. You know what I'm talking about? Says the people brought the sick on the street. He's crippled. Friends, there's no more Jesus. Okay, he's gone. He's gone. He's gone up. We've got the Holy Spirit, but there's no more Jesus now. He can't put his hand on you. He can't speak to you. But the disciples have been around him for 3 years. Maybe somebody who has been taught by him. Maybe somebody who's been under a shadow for 3 years. Maybe they could do something. Maybe somebody who's been to Empower Conference, who's heard about the Holy Spirit, who knows that God's real. Maybe if they laid their hands on me, maybe that would be good enough. Maybe the church, C3 Church, if they prayed for me. Oh, there's other churches, but these guys believe. Pastor Jurgen and Leanne, they believe. If they were to put their hands on me, maybe they could do it. A disciple. It's 3 p.m, friends. The crowd's too big. Everybody is pushing against Peter, wanting his attention. He's calling out, Peter, over here. They're all lined up on the side of the street. Over here, Peter, he can't hear. There's too many. He reaches out. 3 p.m, the shadow is longest. And he reaches out and he touches the shadow. His legs are strong now. He turns to his friend, touch the shadow. Now another, touch the shadow, touch the shadow. There's healing in the shadow. And now it says that all were healed. Friends, who believed that shadows could heal? Now the people are believing that God is real. Now people, it says the people brought the sick. The rumors are out. It's too late now. They know about C3 Church. They know that they believe. They believe in the miraculous. I'm prophesying when I say this. There will be people bringing people to the house of God because they know when they come, a miracle is in the house for them. Everything is going to turn for them. Everything is going to change.
Yes. Come on.
The people believe. You see, fear isn't all bad when it's attached to belief. What do you believe about your God? Is he just the candy God? You know, that word awesome is a pretty powerful word because it just says, God, you are. In awe, I worship, I bow. You are God, I am not. That's what worship is. It's God, you can heal. It's God, you can save. You can set my marriage free. You can heal my heart. You can heal this cancer. God, you are real. Everything changes now, friends. Everything changes for us. You have to know you are without excuse. I've told you as much and as clearly as I possibly can in the time given that this is not a game. This is not a dress rehearsal. We're not coming back as a cat or a dog. This is our one shot. And it's up to you. Psalm says, I lift up my eyes to the Lord because this is where my help comes from. It comes from the maker of heaven and earth. And if I could lift for you, I would do it. The nature of a message is to inspire us to lift. But literally, if I could get down, lift for you, and just tell you that God's real. That's what I want to do. When's the last time you looked inside your soul and you're honest? When's the last time you just looked in the mirror, as it were, and just said, how am I going? You can have a big oops. You can have a big oops. But you know what I love about God is He's made this whole thing so easy. Like, He's tough. But sometimes He just makes it easy for us. The one prayer can catapult you into a brand new day. The one prayer, asking Jesus to come into your life. He forgives your sins. Forgives all your oopses. It's pretty good. I'm amazed how that happens. Like, I think that God should make it way harder. That maybe you need to give $1 million to charity or pray 1,000 hours. He goes, no, just one prayer is enough. I'm amazed that one prayer, you're dying of cancer, and now you're not. Like, just a few months ago, I'm in Africa, and this lady, 10 years, has been in a wheelchair. At the end of the service, she popped down. Hey, sweetheart. She goes, hi. And I said, do you want me to pray for you? She goes, yeah, sure. I said, what do you want? She said, I'd like to walk. I said, oh, when's the last time you walked? 10 years ago? I said, mm-hmm. So I have to remember my hashtag. Because if He's not real, He can't do it. But if He is real, He can do it. You know what I'm saying? If He's real, He's going to do something. He's going to touch your life. Up she comes and begins to walk. Up she comes and begins to walk. Why? Because we serve a God who's real. We serve a God who's powerful. We serve a God who has got breakthrough in His life. Come on, somebody, give Him some praise in this place. Why don't you tell Him that He's real? You forgot. Some of us forgot. We all have whoopsies. Have a seat. So, before we pray for healing, we need to address that condition in our soul. How does that look like? Well, I'm going to explain to you. Before we carry on, I'm going to ask you to, in a minute, not now, so you don't feel tricked or anything, but in a minute, I'm going to ask you to close your eyes. When you close your eyes, everything disappears, but your soul and your thoughts are illuminated. They come alive. And I want you to ask this question to your soul. Am I in relationship with God? And I think that's an honest prayer. Like, that's just you and God just talking. And I know God will talk to you just like that. Sure, there may not be like a booming, audible voice. Keep the lights on, please. Booming, audible voice coming down from heaven, but certainly there'd be a stirring, a knowing, like a prompting. I want you to respond to that. Now, I know, I've been doing this a long time, so many people come to me and say, Andrew, we hear other voices too. Well, of course you are. Why? Because the devil doesn't want you to win. He doesn't want your marriage to be blessed. He doesn't want you to be set free from addictions or pain or be healed tonight. He doesn't want you to rededicate your life. The Lord will be saved. He wants you to remain the same, beaten up, broken and depressed, backslidden, on the wrong path. But if you hear the devil talk to you, you just say, no, not today, not at South Campus. This is my day, my miracle. Something's going to shift for me, my family. You flick them off. Be honest with your soul. Don't make this an oops moment, make it a wow moment. I'm praying for you. At the end of the prayer, just where you're seated, if you're saying, Andrew, I want to pray this prayer, rededicating my life to the Lord, or for the first time, asking God to come into my life, I'm going to ask you to slip up your hand. I'll see it. Ask you to put it down. Then all together, we're going to pray this prayer out loud so you don't feel uncomfortable. But I believe that it would be important. And I would like to pray for you personally, because it's a miss to skip past this like it's not important. this thing is important. It's going to last an eternity. And so not to put some kind of weight or respect on it, but feel a bit awkward about that. But right now, come on, why don't we just close your eyes? For some people, even just to do that would be an awkward thing. Maybe you've never done that before and prayed and said, God, today, how am I doing? Am I in relationship with God? Ponder that thought. Ponder that thought. It's an honest prayer. I'm not talking about you missed your quiet time last night. I'm talking about when you look inside your soul, you know you're lost. Let me pray for you. God, I thank you for those people who are here for the first time, second time. They say, Andrew, it's true. I know about God, but if I'm honest, it's true. I don't know God. Not the way you're talking about. Not here, not now. You know, when I was up early this morning praying, reading my Bible, I felt like God's speaking to me, saying there are numerous people here, lots of people here, who are saying, I cannot have another year like 2017, even though we're halfway through. Already it's filled with torment. Already it's been filled with pain. Maybe there's other people here, and you say, Andrew, it's true. Sin is kind of separating me from God. A wrong relationship, perhaps. Maybe a secret sin that nobody else would know about. But we know that God, we know now that God sees everything. Or maybe you're here and you're saying, Pastor Andrew, honestly, if I was to face death like you had to when you were a teenager, for example, if I was to walk out of this room and bang, I was to fall dead, maybe get hit by a car, stand before God, I don't know if I'd be in heaven or hell. There'd be a fear and uncertainty around that moment. But would you pray with me so I can walk in that relationship with God, have an assurance of my salvation? Come on, friend, if you're in one of those categories, saying, Andrew, would you pray with me? I want you to slip up your hand just right now. I'll see it. Thank you, 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 thank you. Other hands as well. Who else is saying, Andrew, that's me? Something has to turn. Something has to shift for me. Thank you, sir, at the back. Thank you, thank you. Who else? Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you over here. Who else is saying, Andrew, that's me? Something has to turn. Thank you. To my right over here, thank you. Who else is saying, Andrew, that something has to turn for me? Something has to shift. Maybe you're thinking, should I, shouldn't I? Wow, how do you think the devil's gonna come? Do you think he's gonna stand before you holding a red pitchfork and have a waggly tail? No, he's gonna whisper to you. He's gonna say, don't you do it, not in here, not now. No, 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 no. This is your day, your miracle, your moment to push through. Lift up your eyes. Lift up your eyes. This is where your help comes from. What does that look like today? It looks like you're lifting your hand, saying yes to Jesus, yes to God. Who else today? You're saying, Andrew, that's me. Thank you. Thank you over here. Thank you over here. Thank you over here. Who else? You're saying, Andrew, that's me. Is there one more person? You're saying, Andrew, I know I need to do it. I don't want to have a little whoops moment. Take your opportunity. Take your opportunity. Who else today? You're saying, Andrew, that's me. Just before I finish, thank you so much. Every person that lifted your hand, or maybe you didn't, but you kind of knew you should have, will you do me the great honor of just lifting your hand just one more time? I want to see it. I don't want to miss anyone. In fact, I'd like to count. Can you go high so I can see? Who are these? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29. 29 people. Come on. See you, bro. See you, mate. Come on, somebody. Give God some praise even just for doing that. What we're going to do right now is, if you lifted your hand, as I said, and I want to keep to my promise, I want to pray for you personally. And so if you lifted your hand, we're all going to stand in a moment, and I'm going to invite you to come down to the front. Now listen, if you're sitting beside somebody, maybe they lifted their hand or maybe they didn't, doesn't matter. Lifting your hand doesn't make you a Christian. This prayer is a gateway prayer to a brand new relationship with God. And you can smile. We're a friendly church. You've got to show your teeth to do that. It's got to smile. Turn to your friend and say, if you want to come, I'll come too. And you can bring the person over the front and we'll pray this prayer together. And let's believe for their miracle. Amen. Why don't we all stand? Turn to your friend. Let's give a big, big clap as people come. If you want to come, I want you to come. If you want to come, come. Come, 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 come. If you want to come, now is the time. Come, come, come. Turn to your friends. Say, hey, listen, do you want to come? I'll come. Come on, keep on asking, because people keep on coming. Come on. Come on, don't let people come down by themselves. Ask somebody. Ask somebody. Thank you. Come, 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 come. Come, come, come. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I love this church. What a friendly church. Thank you for responding. Thank you for coming. Come on, let's all pray this prayer. Put your hand on your heart. Pray this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, tonight, I'm asking you into my life as my Lord and Savior. I give you my life. I give you total control. Forgive me for any wrongs, for any sin, because I know you died on a cross to take away the sin of the world. Take away my sin. Today, I am a new creation. I'm a child of God. Now let me pray for you, God. I thank you for every person standing on this altar. Lord, your word says that the old person kind of goes and a new person comes. That we're born again. That you remember our sin no more. Lord, I thank you, Lord, that in our language, what we've learned today is that you remove all the oopses in our life. All the things that we regret, that you actually forgive us. Lord, you're so kind. You're so merciful. You're so beautiful, God. Thank you for everything you've done in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Come on, let's give them a big, big hand. Now, yes, I live in Australia, so I've got nowhere to go tonight. And what I'm saying is, you are our VIP guests, and I would love to take time, just as I said, to pray for you, to pray for any needs, any miracles that you have. And you know, so I've got time to do that. So I want to honor what I'm saying. So I thank you for responding. I'm proud of you for doing that. I want to pray for some miracles for a little bit. Could you just remain? But after a while, we're just going to ask you to go with a friend, perhaps, so we can give you a Bible and ask the question, is there anything we can do to help you? And I'm going to come out with you, and while you're having a coffee, I'm just going to come around and I'm going to pray for you if you'd like me to. If you don't want me to, if you're going, I will leave you alone. But if you'd like me to, I'd like to do that. Is that okay? Is that all right? Good. Good. I love you guys. Thank you. You're so brave. Thank you for doing this. Man, it's massive. But just as I'm standing here, I feel like there may be somebody who's been in extreme pain. Maybe because of a car accident and your whole body's just like rattling around because it's been a long time that you're like that. Who's that person? I feel like there might be more than one actually. Who is that, you, darling? Are you in pain today? Come over here. Come, 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 come. Hi. Are you all right? Oh, darling, come up here. Let me just come up on these steps a little bit so I can talk to you. What happened to you?
I have a work injury.
A work injury?
Yeah.
What's happened? Your neck?
I got hurt in January, and then they sent me back to work, and I got worse, and I have a crack in my neck, like a clicking and cracking, and I'm swelled up every single day.
What's your name?
Yolanda.
Yolanda? That is a nice name. Now, Yolanda, I like you. We should be friends on Facebook or something. You're so nice. Now listen, don't cry, because I don't know what to do when girls cry, okay? So I'm kidding. Now give me a little bit of sugar. Now, these are my friends, Ashley and Aubrey. Come up here, because these guys are my healing evangelists in training. And can they pray with us as well? Now, come and stand here just in case. Now, is this your church? Is this home? Or are you visiting?
I've been away from the Lord for a long time. My sister and I.
Come up here, Snuggles. The sisters. And you put your hand up tonight. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I'm so proud of you. What a good sister.
I've been struggling with addiction.
But you know what? Well, you come to, this is the house of God. And we're believing, this is what I'm saying. You are a VIP guest, is what I said. But I want you to know the whole church is going to pray for your healing tonight. Okay? So come on, church, stretch out your hands. Now listen, darling. I want you to know this. We're going to do the heavy lifting, okay? We're going to do all the good stuff. I just want you to relax. And just with your eyes closed, not out loud, but just in your spirit, in your heart, just go, thank you, Jesus, for healing me. Just not out loud, but in your, because I want you to feel safe. You are safe. Aubrey's praying for you. Got Ash praying. Now, I'm just going to put my hand to the sore spot, okay, right here. And I'm going to ask the Holy Spirit to come. And you're going to feel warmth come through my hands in about 10 seconds. And I'm believing this neck is going to be healed. Pain's going to go. Now, Aubrey, I'm just going to begin to pray. I might say a few things a little bit loud, but I'm just going to tell the devil basically to go away. Is that okay? And whole church is praying. They've all got their hands, and we're going to be just fine. You look beautiful, Aubrey. Sorry. Yolanda. There's too many names up here. Man, I can feel warmth coming through my hands just right now. Here comes church. Louder is better. Come on, friends. Father, in the name of Jesus, infirmity and sickness, I bind and I break its power. I bind and break its power. I bind addictions. I command them to shift off her life. Every tormenting spirit, I command it to go. Miracle after miracle after miracle is going to be in her life. This is the day. This is the day the Lord has made for you. And you're going to rejoice and be glad in it. God, I command her vertebrae to strengthen and to straighten. God, I command every ligament in her body to be healed. God, I command all pain, here we go, all pain to shift off her life in Jesus' name. Man, it's getting hot up here. Can you feel my hand around your neck getting warmer and warmer? Darling, that's what healing feels like. That's the Holy Spirit coming into your neck, coming into your life. You know, as I'm standing here, I feel like the Holy Spirit talking to me also about your sleep. I feel like it's been tormented. Is that true, darling? I'm telling you, you're going to sleep like a baby tonight. You're going to sleep like a baby. You're going to have to set your alarm clock. Set your alarm clock. Is that true? I've seen you waking up. How would I even? You can't sleep. Just move your neck a little bit. You'll find it's like oil all over it. Can you feel that warmth around you? Move it to the other side now. Move it to the other side. It's called the power of God. In Jesus' name. Beautiful. You've done so well. Look at that. How's that feeling? No, go just go like this. Huh? No, you'll be fine. You watch. Just close your eyes. Just go like this. As I'm praying for you, it's like oil coming in. That heat is healing coming into your neck in Jesus' name. All those years of torment are going to fall off you. All those years of sickness are going to fall off you. Sleeping again, resting again. This is not vain imagination. This is the day the Lord's made. Everything's going to turn. Everything's going to change. I'm so excited for you that you came today. Put your hand up. Healing's going to come into your life in Jesus' name. Amen. Now listen, my wife's not here. So I'm allowed to hold pretty girls' hands, amen? Come for a walk with me. As you do that, just move your neck, just back and forth, back and forth. Just move that. It's called working in miracles, darling. It's called working in miracles. It's called working in miracles. Just do that. Just do that. Just do that. Just do that. Just gonna get looser and looser and looser. Come on. How are those other joints going? You've had other pain in your body too. How's that feeling? How's that feeling? Yeah, and that's
bad.
Gone. Yeah, and that's
gone?
That's gone. Yeah, well, that's called healing, darling. See, it's called working in miracles. Things are just catching up now. You had bad pain in your neck, hips. Yeah, but that's gone. Yeah, well, your knee's gone, now your hips are better. Your neck's getting a bit looser, yeah. I don't know why you stop praying. It's like, do I have to do all the work? Come on. Come on. It's Jesus who heals, isn't it? Come on, we're believing for our friend. We're believing for our friend.
I'm able to put it down now. It wouldn't go down.
It wouldn't go down.
It wouldn't, no. It's getting easier to move.
Tell these guys about your knee. What happened to your knee?
My knee was just swelled up today. It was swelled up, and then my neck, I couldn't actually move it more. I couldn't move it. Like, I've been like this for a couple months.
How long?
A couple months.
And then you had hip problems.
My hip was messed up too.
How's that feeling?
I don't feel any pain there. Or here. And my head, my neck's getting, it feels, I can move it more.
You can move it, Nora.
Yeah, I couldn't move it. You've seen it.
You look different. Honestly, it's like you're shining. Come up here. Honestly, I don't know if I'm just seeing this, but you look shining. Shining. Do you know, darling, this is like, honestly, this is the day the Lord's made. And I'm prophesying when I say, this is going to be the house of miracles for you, where God restores things.
God already told me that. Like about they've been trying to get me out here for a couple months.
Stubborn.
Yeah.
Now listen to me, because this is, people don't understand, but when you've had long-term pain, it's hard for your mind. It's not personal, but it's hard for your mind to think it's just going to go like that. So you've got every doctor, every nurse, every specialist, and the devil all talking to you. So you get prayed for, and I can feel the anointing of God, but your mind is still going, no, no, no. But then, you know, as we were just walking, you know, you kind of forget that the no's no, no, no. Oh, yes, 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 yes. You know what I'm saying? That's what happens. Now, the devil's only got one trick, pretty much. He's in the parking lot. And what he'll do is when you walk out the doors, he'll go, you know what, it's not real. It's not going to happen. It's not going to work. But you just tell the devil, no. And the way that you can do that is just every time you think about your situation, just for the next 48 hours perhaps, just say, God, thank you for healing me. Just say it. And what that does, you know what I'm saying? When you go to sleep tonight, the devil, you know, the thoughts will be like, oh, I'm not going to be able to sleep, I'm not going to be able to sleep. And you might start to feel fearful. But if you just remember, it's like Pastor Andrew said, just say, God, thank you for healing me. And I just see you on that bed just going, God, thank you. Amen. Now. Oh, that's so nice. I'll be your brother. No, but listen to me. As I was talking to you, I felt like God healed you just a little bit more.
Yeah, I feel better. I I feel like he didn't only heal me just here, he healed me here today.
Yes, he did.
I was abused for 3 years by an ex-boyfriend, and physically and mentally, and I couldn't forgive. And this morning, and then today, I'm actually able to forgive.
Come on, let's give her a big, big hand.
I had cervical spine surgery. God healed me.
Amen. Have your sister down. Come on, church. No, you stay there, one. Now. Who's got a fractured back? Who's that person? Is that you? Because I looked at you, didn't I? Can you speak English? A little bit? Who can translate? Anybody? Good. Audrey, come over here. These are my friends. Yeah, and they're going to pray for you as well. These are healing evangelists in training. Amen. It's a very sore tonight.
My problem is in my columna. My problem is in la columna.
He's got a problem in his back and in the lower back. In la casa de parte abajo. The 4 and 5 disc.
So we're going to pray for you. God's going to heal you tonight. Amen.
Yes.
Good.
Yes.
Now, sir, when I pray for you, you're going to feel heat come through my hands. Yeah. And all I want you to do is close your eyes and just say, not out loud, but to God, thank you for healing me. And the whole church is going to pray. Aubrey's going to pray. We're all going to pray. Amen. This is the place. Come on, church, pray like you mean it. Father, in the name of Jesus, I'm believing for the power of God to fall in this place. Everything's about to turn around. Everything's about to shift now. I command the spirit of pain to get off his life. I command this fracture to be healed. Everything's going to fall now. Everything's turning around now. Can you feel that heat coming through my hands? Sir, that's what healing feels like. That is the Holy Spirit touching your life. I'm telling you now, I see pain coming off your body. Not just your back, but other parts of your body as well. Things you never even mentioned, but yet God is healing you tonight. This is the day, sir, that the Lord has made for you. Can you feel that warmth getting hotter? That's healing. Just close your eyes. Give me 30 seconds. Let it fall. Let it fall. The power of God falling on this life, this beautiful life. God, thank you today. Thank you today. Thank you for today. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. How's your back feeling, sir? Bend down, touch your toes. You'll find yourself in a brand new day. Man, that's awesome. Hey! Bend down, touch your toes again. How you doing, mate? My friend! Hallelujah! Are you feeling better? You're feeling better? Could you do that before without pain?
No. Not before. Now I can't.
No, you can.
Yes, I can.
Thank you. Aubrey, come over here. This is my very good friend. Could you tell her? So how long, because she has never seen a miracle. And I want you to know, how long have you had this problem?
I have 2 years.
How yes. Long?
2 years.
2 years.
And I'm a candidate for an operation in the next month. For this, yes. I need some results from the lab, and if they decide I'm a candidate for the operation, okay, go. But have many consequences if I reach the operation.
Yes.
I left my life in God, expecting all the things happen to me. Okay. I have everything. I left everything. My body in His hands. I left my body in His hands, expecting His miracle. That this happens right now. It's happened right now. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
So, every time you think about your situation now, every time you think about it, you just say, God, thank you for healing. That one day without pain is going to turn into a week. That week is going to turn into a month. And now a lifetime without pain. Amen. For the rest of your life. The rest of your life. God bless you, sir. Thank you. Come on, church. Come on, somebody. He's real. He's real. Come on, somebody. Give Him some praise in this place. God, we thank you. And we honor you. We honor you. Come on, if you need a miracle, lift your hands. Is God real enough to touch you in your seat? Is God real enough to touch you in your seat? How big is your God now? He's big enough, friend. God, I thank you, Lord, right now for a miracle. For those who can't have children, God, those babies will be born. They're going to eat well, sleep well. The pregnancy is going to go easy. God, for arthritis to leave, pain to go, allergies to fall off people now. Everything's turning around. Everything's about to shift. This is the day the Lord's made, and we're going to rejoice and be glad in it. God, you're good, you're kind, you're merciful. God, I thank you, Lord. Lift your hands. Say, God, thank you for healing me. Thank you for setting me free. Say it like a prayer now. God, thank you for healing me. Here comes the wind of the Holy Spirit falling on you in Jesus' name. Touching your life now in Jesus' name. Everything turning around now. Everything shifting in the name of Jesus. The power of God falling. Let it fall, let it fall, let it fall. Let it fall, let it fall, let it fall. Like a mighty rushing wind touching your life, healing your body in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. God, we thank you and we give you praise. Come on.
Thank you so much for joining us online. We hope you had a powerful experience. We want to take this time to personally help you navigate the next steps in becoming connected. If you made a decision for Christ today, need prayer, or want more information about our church, go to our website, c3sandiego.com. And if you didn't get a chance to give online during service and would like to contribute financially, you can go to c3give.com and click on the giving option that works best for you. We look forward to hearing from you. See you at church.